And go.
You come into the fucking Best Buy and you see that big Mario and the big Sonic.
Uh-huh.
And the fucking 9 TV screens making the big TV screen. Guess who's over there punching Sonic in the fucking dick? That's me.
Because
I am a Nintendo boy.
That's right, brother.
The Sega fucking bullshit and get the hell out of here.
Yes.
If I find out you got Sega Saturn at home, I'm going to fucking suck your dick. I'm going to bite your dick off your body and suck it off in my own mouth.
I'm gonna
sever your fucking penis with my front teeth,
and
then I'm gonna suck on it like a Starburst until it somehow comes.
And
I'm gonna spit your own severed cum off in your face.
Oh yeah,
because I'm a Nintendo guy, Mario.
That's right.
Let's play him.
Yeah.
Let's be plumbers together,
Mario. You know? Mario.
Who the fuck wants to be a hedgehog? That's not even a human being.
Uh huh.
Right.
So true.
I'd rather be a plumber. You know, a union guy.
Yeah.
Mario, he gets it. That's for the
no show jobs.
That's for
That's why Mario is actually a no show job.
Yeah.
That's why he's always doing.
He's on adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's in the mob.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get his girlfriend back from some big dick turtle. That's me. That's a life I can appreciate.
Some turtle with spikes
on it. What, Sonic? What, he goes fast to piss off a scientist?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. No respect.
No
Who's
respect.
The bad guy in Sonic?
Some fat guy.
Robotnik.
A Russian scientist.
Robotnik, yeah.
He builds robots to hurt animals.
Which sounds like he just works for the fucking meat industry. How about that?
Is the backstory that Sonic was like an animal that was being tested on?
Dr. Robotnik was just, he was the one who invented those things that suck cow's titties.
Those like milking machines.
Hey, kids, getting your dick sucked off by your dad is not cool. There was one of those Sonic episodes where at the end, like Sonic's like, by the way, if someone tries to touch you in your penis, call the police. Surf's up. Cowabunga.
I'm back doing the damn levels. It sounds loud in my headphones, but...
Are they all at 5?
They're all at 5, yeah.
That's where we're normally
at. Yours should be a little bit over, and it should be like just at 5. Not yours should be a little bit under. It should be just at 5, not any over 5.
Mm-hmm.
You're 1.
Yes.
Oh, you see, these kinds, these kinds of things takes a little bit of finesse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fuckness.
Vagina-ness. You know what I'm saying?
If you ask me.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know.
Good afternoon. My name is Vagina-ess. I am the receptionist here at the Swanson Radiology Clinic. We do all kinds of imaging.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, I do not have.
How do I get tumors in my dick to make it bigger? Vagina-ess.
Very carefully.
Now, Vagina-ess, if I can't get hard, if I got a big-ass tumor on my dick, would that mean I had a big-ass hard dick
If you'll
all the
excuse
time?
Me, I'm eating all of the hard candies that we leave on the deck.
They
said they're supposed to be for patients, but I only get one lunch break a day. I'm supposed to not eat all those butterscotches.
Can I have one, please?
You know what I noticed? I understand the butter part, but I can't discern any scotch flavor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's what I was thinking, Vagina-ess.
Wow, Vagina-ess. I thought I had a horrible disease, but your laid-back demeanor is really
your
put me at ease.
Bedside manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you got cancer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought I did.
It's going to be all right. A lot of people come in here, they got cancer.
Do you see them often?
No, they die, but it's all about, you know, life is about eating the chocolate so you can get for free. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is true.
Look, I've had cancer for 42 years.
Uh-huh.
That's how I got this job.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how you can type with those nails. They're like 8 inches long.
That's the cancer.
Oh. You got cancer. Nail cancer.
I got fingernail cancer.
Why don't you just cut them off, Vagina?
Yeah, you should get a nailiotomy.
I'm not cutting my nails off.
Mm, that's your culture.
Thank God I didn't lose any of my hair from the chemo, considering I didn't have any to begin with.
Damn. I'm always jealous. I wish white, fat, bald men, it becomes just as culturally acceptable for us to wear wigs.
Yeah, I wish men could wear makeup. I imagine how good I'd look with mascara
and
eyeliner.
Great, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You could, man.
I would look so good.
You would look incredible.
I would be so beautiful.
Leather, no joke.
Leather straps on your wrists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No joke, I have pretty long eyelashes. So
do you?
You throw a little mascara on there.
Yeah, me and Stop both
good.
Got pretty Thanks. Pretty brown eyes.
Yep.
A couple of brown
eye
boys.
I got
brown
gorgeous, eyed boy, gorgeous
please
blue-green
suck my
eyes.
Dick. I will rape your father's mouth, my yeah. brown out boy.
Do you remember when we
I
used
fucked
to
your
fuck?
Ass.
Van Morrison. La, 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 la. Probably the most obnoxious popular musician of all time.
Irish, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks bad.
We
too.
Used to suck each other's dicks and asses. We used to suck each other off. We used to suck.
What are some other, brown hole girl. What are some other songs he had?
What was that album?
Hold on, fuck.
Dancing in the Moonlight.
Yeah.
How does that go?
Sucking off the dude's dick. Everyone was sucking off my dad's dick. Yeah. I fucking hate Van Morrison so much.
No.
Every time Van Morrison comes on, I want to just smash everything in sight.
What really? About that album, Astral? What's it called?
Projection.
Astral Weeks.
Astral to Mouthful.
Astral Weeks, I think it's called. Are you sure it's pretty
not,
good.
Are you sure it's not Astral to Mouthful?
My asshole hurts so much. My asshole.
My asshole.
I hurt my asshole.
Ooh, my asshole.
Yeah.
It's the German. Now it's a German day labor.
Do who wants
raped.
To see my asshole?
Oof, my asshole.
My asshole hurts.
Oh, he's Indian.
Yeah, my asshole hurts. A lot of this is just schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh man.
Verbal diarrhea.
Sha-la-la, fuck my ass.
I'm fucking.
And hold me
I'm going.
Down
I'm going crazy.
Inside my mouth.
Well, Nick, you had a psychedelic experience the other day.
Oh yeah, I did Molly the other night.
Nice.
Yeah, I haven't done hard drugs in like 10 years. I don't consider
cocaine
a hard drug.
What do you consider it?
An easy drug. It's a very easy drug to just do all the time.
It makes your...
I am physically incapable of getting hard when I do it.
Yeah, it is the opposite. Quite the opposite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I can't get my dick hard on Molly, which is great, because if you fuck while doing it, apparently it just ruins fucking.
I thought it's the best sex ever.
It is,
yeah.
But then you can't go back to just regular fucking.
I remember the first time I did it, I went back with a girl.
What was his name?
What was his name?
I won't say her name. What was the man's name?
It was a girl. But
a girl named... Oh,
yeah.
A man named her, girl.
Yeah, a man named girl.
Yeah. Oh, you met an Indian man named A-Girl.
Anyway, so...
It is me, A-Girl. They're like, a girl?
So I met a girl, and she was a member of the Untouchables cast. And,
yeah.
She was literally covered in poo-poo, but we did Molly together. Nice. And I got in her sheets, and she had these, like, sateen kind of sheets.
Satin.
No, it's a sateen.
It's sateen.
Yeah.
What?
Sateen and percale are the two kinds of weaves for sheets.
Yeah.
Sateen?
Sateen. It's three
like
over,
shiny
two under,
a bit.
Whereas
yeah.
Percale is what, two and
percale?
One?
I have no idea, but Nick knows about stitching and textiles.
It's the way you stitch the sheets so that they have a different texture.
Sounds gay.
Sateen are like
I don't remember exactly what it is, but, you know, you have like three vertical threads for every two horizontal ones. Mm-hmm. Shit.
Is one softer than the other?
Sateen's the softest, I think. But then there's also silk and satin, which are different materials, I guess.
Fuck, silk.
Yeah, but I was just like, I was just doing like breaststrokes in her sheets because the sheets felt so good.
Yeah.
And I was just like swimming around in her sheets. And then she was like, all right, do you want to hook up? And I was like, okay. So then I went down on her and then I started panicking that I wasn't getting a boner while I was eating her out. So I was like jacking my dick while I was eating her out. She was like losing her mind.
Yeah, as soon as in
drugs.
My head I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be able to get my dick hard.
Then
and
you're
it's
not
like,
going to be able to get your dick hard. Yeah, your heart starts beating faster.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. Stop.
Because then what's
like,
what happens,
when you're
what
not
happens
on drugs.
Was my dick will be hard. I'm like, oh, it's hard. And then I look at it and then it disappears. Yeah. It's like a magic eye.
Yeah,
I had like an anxiety thing. After,
if you look past my balls, my dick is hard.
I can only get hard if you don't.
It's one of those illusions.
I can only get hard if she's scared and there's a little bit of blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's an anxiety thing. Yeah, I had 3 months where I was just getting boners and then losing them. Like when I'd go to get the condom, I'd lose a boner.
Oh yeah.
And then I stopped using condoms.
Yeah, it's all psychological.
It's all psychological.
Most of ED is psychological.
Yeah. Well, it was like when I was going through that breakup when I first moved to New York.
That's why I'm a very weak man psychologically, so that's why I need fucking gas station.
That's why, like, you're good at fucking if you're stupid, because, like, you don't have any, like, introspection or any of
that's
that
a
kind
Nick
of shit.
Kroll bit.
Yeah, it's a well known observation.
I'm not accusing you of stealing. I'm just saying that's a really good Nick Kroll.
It is a good bit. Yeah.
I am accusing you of stealing.
But yeah, yeah.
I want to speak on the record as accusing you of stealing.
You can steal from people that look like
you. They look exactly like you.
You can steal from
you
Bobby.
Should be able to play Nick Kroll's gay brother or something.
Do you know who I like is Niswarsen? Do you ever watch Niswarsen? He's my favorite comedian.
My favorite.
He's a very good watch to me. Please let me watch you, please.
This lady.
I love his character in Beano 911.
I love, no. Only I may say the voice.
Come on, man. You know I'm from the West Coast. You know I grew up with these people. I knew them.
Go ahead, ruin the bit.
No, I'm not going to ruin it.
But that was that you talking?
It was funny when it was funny when Niswarsen
on the West Coast.
Niswarsen wore those tiny shorts and he went rollerblading like a gay man.
Damn, dude, you are just keep going down.
Yeah, never mind. A lot of those guys can't even speak Spanish, which is really funny, but they still have that accent.
Stop doing an adjacent bit.
I started reading The Power Broker. I think I'm finally going to do it this time.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah.
How many pages is it? Like 900, right?
It's something like 20,000 pages.
What?
Yeah. It's so long.
Huge book.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's great, though. Anytime I've started it, I'm like, I'm going to finish it this time. And then
it's always like a summer or a winter challenge. You're like, you give yourself a season to read it.
It's that fucking long.
Yeah, but apparently it's like amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the other book that's like the comprehensive New York history book that's like good?
There's this one called Gotham.
I think
that's it.
Gotham. Yeah. Have you read that?
My friend's dad gave it to me when I moved here.
After you guys kissed. Gotham too. New York's great. New York has such a great history.
It is really good history.
From the Brooklyn Bridge to the Statue of Liberty to the Chapo Trap House podcast.
Yeah.
The things this city has done and produced.
Oh yeah.
I really like that
Dollar
guy,
Slice.
Peter Stuyvesant. I really like him. Like when it was New Amsterdam.
Who is that Dutch governor that was a trans person?
It was a British governor, and it was the Queen's cousin.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, there's like a portrait of him.
Hell yeah. There's he would like dress up like a woman and then go around
literally
town
just
raping
a
men. He'd like pull them into bushes and make out with them and run away. Yeah, it was like the mayor.
Basically, the crown, like the British crown, sent over the Queen's trans cousin to like be the governor of New York. Just like get an ocean away from us.
And New York, like they thought it sucked dick, right? Like, because York was a little dick ass town. London, New London and Connecticut.
London town.
That's the one they must have thought.
Hey, folks,
good, right?
Try the cum tonight.
Well, New.
Try the veal with semen.
New Amsterdam. New Amsterdam was like a backwater, and then this dude Peter Stuyvesant, who had one leg,
the
West Indian Company sent him up to New York, and he changed the economy from a fur trading post to a slave trading post. And then New York,
sell them motherfucking slaves.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Collecting them, trading them, gotta catch them all.
Yeah, there you go.
Slavery.
Yeah, slavery. It's a different show. It's a little harsher than Pokemon, but it's the same concept. The Pokemon was just a way to trick people into getting back into slavery. Brainwashing kids into thinking slavery is okay. In a lot of ways, Pikachu is a slave. He can only say his name, and that was not the name he chose. My name is Toby. No, it's Pikachu. If you don't say it, I'll beat you. Doesn't matter if you choose red or blue, the game's about slavery. Collecting slaves. It's okay if they're cute.
Damn.
D'Artagnan, I choose you.
Can I read? Slaves or Pokemon asking to learn how to read.
They only know how to say their own name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your name is Charizard.
Kunta Kente.
Kunta Kente. Charizard.
Oh,
Have you ever seen Roots? I never watched it.
No, I've never
I just
seen
know
Roots.
That the guy from Star Trek.
Yeah, I've seen Star Trek, though, so I feel like I've seen Roots.
Yeah, same thing.
You only need to watch one Rainbow, thing with the actor in it.
I've watched Training Day.
I remember it was weird watching Rainbow as a little kid, because it's like,
that's
is
a Star Trek
blind?
Guy.
I don't
know. That was exactly what my thought process
because,
was.
Because the thing is like, how did that actor see with that stupid thing I on know. His face uh-huh. like on the show? I guess he must have, it must have been see-through super, somehow.
Super, that was super confusing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought those glasses were cool as shit.
I thought they were dope. Yeah. I used to take my mom's like headbands and then put them on my face.
Course,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's funny because
my dad would Star be Trek. Like, what the hell are you doing, boy?
Star Trek isn't racist. Like Star Wars is.
Yeah.
But it is weird how, like, the only two black characters on the show, like, one of them has, like, cool sunglasses, and then Worf is just wearing, like, a gold
Well,
bandolier.
That's TNG. But they had a black captain in
what's your face?
Sisko.
Black, Ben Sisko.
But his name's Sisko.
That's yeah.
true. He's the guy who did this song.
Yeah. They tried to make up for it by making him a single father, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that's ever happened.
Right. Never once. Never. In the history of black people.
Black people, there's never been one.
That's you're watching the history of black people.
Smart guy was a single father, I'm pretty sure.
Again, yeah. A fictional thing, dude.
I thought that was real.
It was a documentary series.
Yeah, docuseries.
On Tien Tamara's little brother.
Yeah. You remember the rape episode of that? We've probably talked about it.
Jermaine was raised by a single dad. His mom abandoned his family.
Who?
Jermaine Fowler.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought he always talks about his mom. Are you sure?
Maybe she came back, but I mean, when we were friends as teenagers, I remember that being the case.
He started young too, right?
He's a year older than me, but
like 17.
Yeah, I remember at the time it was like he was older than me, but he's only older than me by like 8 months, and he started after me, but only after me by like 6 months. So yeah, we basically started at the same time.
Yeah. He was at the stand yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Damn, that's another EJ's Landing veteran, dude.
Yeah.
Jermaine. Mm-hmm. That's another person who's mocked Irwin.
Yeah. Dude, I remember Irwin was doing that, what are you if you're half Jewish, half whatever, that joke his mom wrote for him.
Yes.
And Jermaine goes up on stage, he's like, damn, what are you if you're half Jewish, half robot? A fucking coin star machine?
Instantly wrote a much better
version. And Irwin was like,
Irwin would just take burns people said about him and put them in his act.
I used to be so fucking mean to that guy.
Yeah.
I was. I remember one time we were all like in the a parking garage or something, and like people about to leave or whatever. And Irwin was like said something about like his day job. I'm like, what's your day job? And like he was hesitant to tell me.
Yes.
He's like, I'm the manager of a bank. And I just burst out laughing in his face.
I run a mint.
Yeah.
That manufactures pennies.
I juice Christian children. It's a Jamba Juice that crushes Christian babies,
bakes them into matzah.
I snitch. Mm-hmm. I'm just a general snitch for a living.
I'm a coward. I'm a Walmart coward.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude.
Salute.
Yeah, I was so mean to that guy. And I'm pretty sure Greg Behanish got his dick sucked like in front of us in his like 1988 Chrysler Dynasty.
Hell yeah.
His Dodge Dynasty.
Hell fucking.
What do you mean you're pretty sure?
Like he just had some old, just disgusting woman with him, and he's like, I'll see you guys later. He's like 10 feet away. Like went in the car
in
and
that parking lot.
Yeah. And then they just came out. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That guy was a fucking trip. Behanish.
I don't know him.
You know Behanish?
No.
Yeah, he just was such a bad comedian. But he was like one of those guys that like probably graduated high school in like 1982. And he's like, got the haircut, got the mustache, got the fucking bomber jacket, dude. Yes. This is the look.
He's got a T-top.
Yeah. Keep it going forever, brother.
Hell
you know?
Yeah.
Van Halen.
Yeah, just like one of those like just early 80s
here
teen
I go
guys.
Again,
you know?
Getting hit.
Like crew cut.
Yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
You know.
Cleaning his car on the driveway constantly.
Yeah. Oh, that weird era of like chill bros. Remember it was like a mustache bro, but they were chill.
They were chill.
Yeah.
They really were chill.
Yeah.
And they'd fucking give you a noogie and that was it.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean? There was like. Although I guess those guys probably did hate crimes too.
Yeah, they probably did.
Gay people
crime.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Anyways, Behanish was like one of those guys. And his jokes were like, yeah, I just found out that He's like, I forget what the setup is even. He's like, yeah, I got different heritages myself. My feet are from Iran. My arms are from Pittsburgh. I remember he had one joke where it didn't even make any sense. The punchline was just like, that's a cantaloupe, you dizzy broad.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and he was like just such a fucking airhead. He always had that dumb smile on his face.
Hell yeah. That guy's probably happy.
His job was doing like tape backup for Kaiser Permanente. He's like worked in the basement and like
in
just
the file room?
Yeah, just like moving tapes around.
Damn, that shit's gonna be fucking obsolete as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going up the Deep Creek this weekend, man. It's gonna be a good ass time. You should come, brother.
Did you ever go to any of those shitty Maryland beaches?
Well, like Ocean City?
Or just like, yeah, they would have like the, what was the one like?
I mean, I've been to Ocean City plenty.
Not Ocean City, but like Deep Creek or just like the water around.
Oh, lakes.
Like, yeah, lakes and shit like
that.
Yeah.
I used to go to Greenbrier State Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I went swimming there.
Yeah, I went to Greenbrier a lot. Nice. I went to...
yeah, that's not too far outside
Catoctin,
D.C.
Catoctin?
Yeah. I only went to one fucking... It was horrible.
Did you ever go to Assateague Island?
No. I don't know if I've ever been to Deep Creek.
With the ponies, yeah.
They said they were going to take us in fifth grade.
I went camping there, and then...
did a pony suck your dick?
Right before the second night, our campsite got absolutely destroyed, and we stayed in OC that night. Went to see Chris, got fucked up. Hell I was like, hell yeah, this is way better than camping.
Hell yeah, dude.
Me and Dana went to some state park with a lake, and I'm trying to remember where it was.
Did you ever go as a rude teen?
Only at Ocean City. All right. Yeah. What Ocean City is a place to go as a routine.
What was your first routine away from home experience? Do you remember?
Probably Ocean City.
Yeah. Who was the crew?
Some friends of mine I don't talk to anymore. One of them was dead. There's only three guys I was like buddies with. Mm-hmm. My friend Reed, my friend Danny, who died 2 years ago.
R.I.P. Danny.
R.I.P. Danny. Another fentanyl.
Damn.
Situation.
Damn.
Yeah. And then this guy Brian, who was like Danny's friend, and then some kid who like we were going for a week. We went to the beach for a week.
Yeah.
And he brought nothing. Not even a change of clothes. Nothing. Like nothing at all. Not a towel. Nothing.
Just jeans.
No bag. Yeah. Just his like JNCO shorts. And like he had just done a bunch of like ecstasy like the night before. So he's like, yeah, I'm really fucking depressed. And then he had to like call somebody to come pick him up. And it was like their other friend had to like come get him because he was too depressed.
Hell yeah.
I still think 2019, maybe next summer, that's a reasonable target date for Cumfest, Ocean City, Maryland, Secrets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We literally should do that.
We should do it.
My favorite secret story is there was someone that called the police on some lesbian woman because they thought it was Justin Bieber had Secrets. And it was when Justin Bieber was like 16. They're like, fucking Justin Bieber's in here getting drunk. That's a child. He shouldn't be in here getting drunk. It was just a lesbian woman.
That's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
I remember one time I took the most random vacation to New York. It was maybe my freshman year of college. And I was friends with this kid, Harsh. He was, I think he was Pakistani. And he was like, yeah, man, me and my friends are going up to New York. It's like, you should totally come. And he was like a kid, like, I only sorting you, you know? And then they pick me up, and it's just a carload full of fresh off the boat ass Pakistanis and me. And they're like, yeah, man, we found a fucking, they're just drinking fucking beers in the, like, they just have like a bunch of beer and shit. And it's like, yeah, man, we're going to the fucking hotel. And it's like, nah, don't worry, we got a cheaper place. And we were staying in fucking Jersey. I think we were literally in Newark. I think we took the path into the city every
That's hilarious.
Wow. And then we're just going like hookah bars and like riding the Staten Island Ferry.
Living in Jersey is like, you might as well just kill yourself.
And they were some straight cool guys. They were still some, hey, cool guy.
Yeah, what's up, cool guy?
It was fucking
incredible. I went to OC.
One of them was literally
when I first moved up here, Jake moved like 2 or 3 months before me. And
you were
like,
living in Westchester, weren't you?
No. I moved right to the city to China.
Did you?
Yeah.
Westchester.
I thought you were like upstate for like your first couple of weeks.
No, Westchester isn't even really
Maybe
upstate.
I'm wrong. Whatever.
No, I found that place in Chinatown immediately. Uh-huh. I like lucked out. But Jake had been here for a couple of months, and he was living with our friend Aaron Beth, who lives in Kearney.
New Jersey?
Yeah, and he was like delivering pizzas in like Bushwick as his day job. So he would have to take like the path all the way to fucking Brooklyn and then do like bike delivery in the winter.
Jesus, that sucks,
fucking
dick.
Christ.
Yeah, yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
Jake would choose the most.
Yeah, I got a pretty good job. Yeah. Yeah, it sucks, but it's all right.
I could never fucking deliver food or fucking work in a fucking restaurant, dude. It's too much pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, there's
being a waiter seems horrible.
There's that like camaraderie
that
sucks.
I could never be a fucking waiter.
Yeah.
I have too short of a temper to do that
shit. Of course.
There's actually, too late. The food came out, so well, I'm going to send this back. That's not how it works.
That restaurant.
You order something, I bring it to you. That's the end of the transaction. If you want the bill now, you can, and the tipping is mandatory. So if you try and tip less than 20%, I'm going to penalize you credit card wise.
Yeah, I'm just going to cross it out and write it on your receipt.
Go ahead, put whatever you want, but just to let you know, I'm going to change the tip amount.
To $100.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just handed the bill. You're like,
ma'am,
it's
no,
all
it
taken
is,
care of.
It's not fraud. I'm telling you to your face what I'm going to do. And if you do anything about it, I have your address. I will find you and kill you and your family. Why don't you go ahead and tell the police that?
That's right, bitch.
Yeah.
That's how we do things at fucking Carrabba's, bitch.
Yeah. Welcome to Chipotle. I'm the Chipotle waiter. I took the initiative and made waiters at Chipotle, invented a job for myself. Sir, get the fuck out of the line. Are you a waiter? No, you are not. Get the fuck out of the line. Only waiters go in the line. See me to place your order. Sit the fuck down. Sit here next to this bitch. Excuse me, bitch. Do you need any water? You're doing good? Okay. Excuse me, bitch.
Excuse me, fucking little whore.
Just going into a place like, excuse me, but the bitch here yesterday told me that.
That's
the
a
young bitch yesterday?
Yeah. That's a David Cross bit.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the bit?
That him and his friends slip in bitch, like when they're like at restaurants, they're like, excuse me, bitch. I was wondering what the specials are today. Thanks, bitch.
Wow, misogynistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to stop Trump with that kind of material.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way to do resistance comedy.
No, it's not.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I think his wife just totally.
Of course. That's got to be what it is.
Amber Tamblyn.
She got that good pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
No pussy's that good.
What was she? She was on the Fox show.
No pussy
show,
will
right?
ever make me not vote for Donald Trump over and over and over again.
Write him in.
Yeah, yeah,
that's true.
Donald, baby.
The Donald.
Well, you just don't have to tell your wife that you're voting for Donald Trump.
Somebody was telling me about some comic that had a bit about, like, yeah, Donald Trump sucks. But just think about all the, like, little kids that haven't seen a white president ever in their lives.
That's a good bit.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could remember whose joke it was that it was quoted to me. Otherwise, I'm just saying their bit on the podcast.
And not attributing
no
it.
No attribution. Yeah. But if you find that guy.
Unknown.
Tell him, yeah.
Unknown.
Right.
Attributed
unknown
to.
Unknown poet.
Anonymous.
Yeah. That guy's like. Probably working as a dishwasher at a Chinese food restaurant. He will never be a podcast millionaire.
Absolutely
never.
Not.
Don't try it.
Absolutely
don't
not.
Ever start a podcast.
Be lucky that we unattributed said your joke.
Unfuck my ass. Say
make
you
me,
love me again.
Make me not gay again. Make my father love me. My mother respect
dude,
me.
Dude, should I get into model airplanes?
No.
With like... Like remote controls?
No. Just building them. My dad used to do that shit, but he was meticulous about it. He would sit
with
out
the
in the
magnifying
garage
glass
and drink. Yes,
yeah.
With the
yes.
magnifying glass.
Just
and fucking like
neglect
paint,
his family.
Paint faces on the pilots in the.
Wow.
Yeah.
That there's so much shit that in hindsight is just. Excuses for men to not talk to their wives and children.
When are we?
Like,
when
like little, those little ships and bottles? Are you fucking kidding
me? Yeah, yeah.
That's like,
that should take hours away from your fucking stupid bitch wife.
Yeah.
When are we gonna get into World War II shit?
I'm already into World War II.
I think that I'm trying to.
Nah, you got to pick a cooler war.
Like which
like
war?
The Mexican American War. That's a fucking badass war.
Yeah,
dude.
I want one.
Santa Ana.
I want one where Greece was involved. Yeah. We fucked ass in World War II.
I'm not going to check this, and I don't remember if I even read it anywhere, but did you know that they had, like, imagine being, like, a soldier back then. They would have to, like, march from Philadelphia to Veracruz You just have to like
that
walk.
That sucks dick. Oh my God. There wasn't even a train. Yeah. Oh my God. That sucks.
So much dick.
Yeah.
And that's like, you had to know like what the fucking land was too. Because it's like if you pick a nice fucking road, it like probably saves like 10 days.
You can get there
and
it takes 3 days to drive that.
You can get there and fucking like the war might be over and you just walk there for no reason. Damn. In the, what is it, 1812, the Battle of New Orleans, Andrew Jackson, like...
The war was over.
The war was over, and then he was just like, set the entire city
like,
on fire.
I didn't hear that. Like, la, la, what? La.
Yeah, you walk all that way, you might as well just set the entire city on fire.
It seems to me that Andrew Jackson was not a chill bloke.
Right? He out
fucked
of
up. How about Andrew Jacks Off?
Jacks Off.
Get out of my office!
The trail of cum.
I think he was illiterate, right?
That rules.
Oh, most presidents were.
I think, yeah, I think every...
No way.
Abraham Lincoln was the first president to
ever
read.
Most presidents were illiterate.
Yeah, it's true. I think Obama was the first one.
Oh, Obama was illiterate for sure.
No way, yeah, dude. Yeah. Obama could read.
All I can do is do raps. I can only say raps. I don't know how to read, and I'm gay, and I'm Ryan Schott.
I'm Ryan Schott.
I'm illiterate.
I'm Schott, and I'm gay.
I don't think he was
illiterate. If I had a son, I would suck his cock.
I think Andrew Jackson was like a country lawyer from Tennessee.
He wasn't a lawyer. He was a fucking war guy.
He was a country lawyer.
No chance he was a lawyer.
I think he was.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just an illiterate war guy.
I'm out here slashing up Indians. Mm-hmm. My man fucked up the Native Americans, bro. Yeah,
Trail of Tears, baby.
Although they say he had a Native American adopted son, but I don't believe that. He's probably a sex slave.
Yeah.
They all did, dude. Him.
How come one of them doesn't go on a shooting spree? Why isn't there a Native American mass shooter yet?
Because bow and arrows take too long to reload?
No, that'll probably happen soon. There's going to be some kind of reservation mass shooting.
I think they're all drunk. Right?
Yeah, but it's bound to happen.
That would be and true. They all have diabetes.
That would be resistance.
Yeah. It would be nice if I called it.
That would be cool.
I said there would be another Asian, and then there was another white guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get better.
Who's
Native
Asian,
American
Virginia
would be
Tech?
A big pull.
Yeah. Hu Sun Yun.
It's all been whiteies, right?
Virginia Tech was an Asian
Hoon
guy.
King Sung.
Yep.
Sung King Hoon.
Korean?
How about
Hoon,
this?
Hoon Wei Kong.
The guy that came
Gungo
in...
Pao.
Gungo
wow.
Pao. Very
nice.
Good.
Thank the you. Guy that came into my office. When
my name is Click Click Boom.
My name is
Okay. And you want your license plate to read down with the sickness? Yes, please. Click, click, boom.
It's all been whiteies, though, right? We got
the
a
guy
Muslims,
who went
Muzzies
in
the mix.
When I worked at Discovery and that suicide bomber guy walked into the lobby,
oh, yeah.
And then the SWAT team murdered him.
Hell yeah.
He was Korean.
Interesting.
Yeah. He wrote I read his manifesto. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're always like, they make sense for the first 10 pages and then they just like go nuts.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like the Unabomber one makes sense, like the first half of it. And then it's
my
like,
man never got pussy. Can you imagine?
Who? The Unabomber?
Yeah. He got into college at like 13 or something.
He never fucked in his life.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to be a bomber.
Well, there's
no,
that
I just
story.
Wanted to live out in the woods, and if people could have left him alone, he wouldn't have had to do it. That's the thing, man, is like some people just need to be left the fuck alone.
Is that what happened with the Unabomber?
I don't know about that. I
need to be left alone.
I think he needed some pussy.
Wasn't his whole thing about overpopulation?
Yeah,
or
he
something?
Hated technology and hated modern society.
Yeah.
So he wanted
yeah.
to.
Okay, overpopulation.
He wanted to live out in the woods. And then.
In Montana?
He would just live out in the woods and live as a sovereign citizen out in the woods. And he was self sufficient. And then there was like a. Some sort of development that was encroaching on his space, and then they like kicked him out of the woods, and he was like, I guess I'll mail bombs to people.
That makes sense.
But that makes sense, logically.
If you study him, he is like the spider. Because the spider does not attack unless you touch its web. And if we are to allow the spider to live where it wants and to be by itself, the spider will not bite you.
Adam, move your phone.
Sorry.
I'm just over here producing. I missed the spider
What's that?
Riff.
Isn't there that story about Kaczynski where he was in Harvard at like 14?
Well, here's what I'm saying. Overpopulation. How do you populate?
You
having
fuck.
Sex.
You have
what
sex.
What did he not do?
Not have sex. He was addressing the issue of overpopulation.
He was
very similar to the spider. The spider, if you do not fuck it, it will not make more spiders. So if you do not like the spider,
Do not fuck it.
Yeah. But that's the Aesop's Fables, right?
It's very important.
Sweet, sticky.
You know how it's like we got AIDS from somebody fucking a monkey?
Yeah.
It's like,
which is hilarious.
Yeah.
What if the funniest, like, origin story for a fucking illness, dude.
Yeah.
Some guy just fucking...
Patient zero.
Now I'm about to do a Chappelle bit.
Yeah.
Trains what is it? To suck his dick.
Because it could easily have created a type of hybrid chimp-human that was the strongest animal. Smartest and strongest animal.
Uh-huh. And then it led a revolution to overthrow the humans.
Remember the first episode of Batman Beyond?
Yes.
Where they're like...
I literally do.
All the genetic splicing and shit?
Yep.
Which animal would you choose?
Damn.
If you could be an animorph, but at the middle stage.
Between human and animal?
Yeah. It would be funny to do... Somebody do an Animorphs cover where it's Adam turning into a more Jewish person.
Yeah, so turning like into that cartoon of the guy. Yeah.
Not the cartoon, just an even Jewier looking version of Adam.
Yeah, Richard Kind.
Damn. I mean, I want to say silverback, but don't they have little ass dicks?
Yeah, they do.
They
do. There wouldn't be any metamorphosis.
We actually, in the animal kingdom, we have pretty nice proportioned dicks, especially in the prime.
I guess I would choose horse to have a big ass.
Imagine
dick.
How pathetic you'd have to be to be like, well, at least my dick's bigger than a chimpanzee.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that. Yeah. Proportionally.
Or maybe
that only works out if you break up with a girl and she starts dating a chimpanzee. After you. Yeah.
Well, you don't know what's happened to me in my past. You don't know my skeletons.
I guess I would pick an anteater so that my head would look like my dick.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. I would anamorph into...
Ooh, you could suck titties with your anteater snout? That'd be pretty cool.
I would probably do a pelican and I'd start wearing like zoot suits and big fedoras. That'd be a cool look for me.
Hey, how you cats doing?
A bird would be cool. You could fly.
Snapping on top. No wings. I would just have a pelican's head. And that would look like me. I'd also be wearing
just
like
a
zoot
big
suits
purple
and
suit.
Spats. Yeah, big purple suit.
Just like a Steve Harvey kind of look.
Yeah, big purple head, big beak. You know,
a rhino would be
how you doing, babies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're like, what is that? And it's like he had himself genetically spliced with a pelican so he could pretend it's the 1940s.
Hell yeah.
Like, that checks out.
That makes a lot of motherfucking sense.
I'd anamorph into dolphin so I could be a land and water creature.
Mm. Yeah.
You would just die eating either.
But dolphins are not amphibians. They're fish.
But in the halfway stage between human and dolphin,
you would die in both.
Amphibious.
You would die in both.
No, I don't think
so. You would immediately die in both.
I think dolphins are also horny. Also, I learned how to speak clicks.
Octopus would be cool.
No, come on. They're so ugly.
Just not eight dicks?
Eight dicks, bro.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, you think you get eight arms, but it's eight dicks.
Yeah. That'd be great. And then, like, the seven dicks on the outside wrap around the woman and hold her, and then the other one fucks her.
Yes.
So you're like a spider?
Spider dick.
Spider dick?
Yep.
Yeah. That'd be great.
I think, that's a pretty good answer.
Uh-huh.
You had the worst one so far, Adam.
Why? I don't know about that.
Because you would.
I would like to be an owl so I could move silently.
Mm-hmm.
And then just people think they're alone. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And I just fucking have a heart attack.
Hmm.
And I throw up bones on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That shit's gross, dude.
Yeah.
They showed that shit in like third grade. Mm-hmm. They showed us owl pellets.
I would like to anamorph into a baseball so I'd be like Mr. Met.
That's
halfway through.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm back.
Get a big baseball head.
You guys ever read Animorphs?
Yeah, of course.
That shit ruled.
Yeah. Dude.
I loved those books as a kid.
Yeah.
That and Goosebumps. I read so many of them.
Fuck yeah.
Dude. Fear Street.
I never read Fear Street.
That was like the grown up Goosebumps.
Did R.L.'s son write it?
Yeah.
R.L.'s gay, right?
Yeah.
He's not gay, dude.
I thought someone said he was gay.
No, he's just Jewish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We did it. We did a joke about the Chinese version of him, L.R. son.
L.R. son, yeah.
Yes, we did,
but that's a good one.
That's
good.
Take that one around for another spin.
I went to Ocean City with my ex-girlfriend and all of her high school friends. Shut up. They're all Korean.
You
like,
told this story.
You literally told it like two weeks ago. Yeah, they pulled a gun on that guy.
Yeah. Don't say it again, man.
Never mind.
You just said it already.
Sorry.
You just said it 2 weeks ago. You said it already.
I apologize.
You already said it.
I want to go to the damn beach. We should go on a vacation.
Let's
bro.
Go.
We were just talking about going to Fire Island, but we didn't invite you.
What? Why?
It's couples
I said let's invite Stop, and Dick said no. Only beautiful people.
Beautiful. In Fire Island, where the
which
games
was
are?
Kind of a compliment to me.
You can come, but you got to bring a girl.
I'll bring a girl.
Yeah, it's a couple's weekend.
Bring that girl you've been, you know, treating like garbage.
Yeah.
Been
treating that, little, like garbage.
That little piece of trash. That little piece of trash asshole.
Yeah, that's not what I
that girl who, and
that.
I quote, yeah, she's got this little trash.
Trash puss.
What do you
trash
call her?
Dump puss.
Dump puss. Me and dump puss are working things out right now, okay?
Is it because she dumps out of her pussy?
Yeah. She just shits straight out of her pussy.
Yeah, you wow, her,
she
her has pussy a pussy smells like an Indian guy threw up ramen.
Yeah, well, look, man, I'm in, you know, we're all into different stuff.
And you have a fear of commitment.
I have a fear of commitment.
You know what? Like,
and my
I think
dick
that's
smells
fine.
Pretty good.
The best place to be is when you don't have a fear of commitment, you're just incapable of it. So you meet women and you're like, yeah, come meet my family or whatever. And they're like, wow, this guy's great. And it's like, yeah, I feel nothing for you.
Yeah. Damn, bro. Yeah. I know exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be the Venn diagram between our emotional problems. that might be the middle part. Yeah, right.
Oh,
there.
Sure. I'll take you everywhere. Yeah. I don't feel anything.
And I'll be nice. I'm not a bad person.
Of course,
yeah. I'll be nice to you.
Mm-hmm. It feels bad after a while just faking that.
No, you're not faking it though. You're just being.
Eventually,
you know, doing all
you know
that stuff feels bad.
You know
bad
when it doesn't feel bad is when you really are convinced you no longer are capable of feeling that way. And it's like, I guess I have to pretend.
Ooh, that does feel bad. Damn. Yeah. Damn, bro.
No, that feels fine. I mean,
no,
you feel nothing.
No, it feels bad. Because you want to be a human with a vast range of human
not
emotions.
Me, dude. I want to be a fucking robot that lives forever and is half pelican. And he's just really in the swing.
Eight octopus dicks.
Listen to fucking stride piano. Mm-hmm. Eight dicks. Eight spider dicks. No feelings.
Yep.
Giant beak. Giant suits. Giant mind. You're listening to the Mike Cernovich show.
Hey, I'm Mike Cernovich.
Does he have a list?
Hey, I'm Mike Cernovich. And today we're going to be talking about. This is how I got back at my ex-wife. I've been ordering pelican cum to inject into my brain. And a lot of people, watch this. Everybody look real close. I'm going to get as angry as possible. Did you see that? My head grew 3.5 inches. I can't measure on camera because I have a cold. But trust me, that's how it works, folks. You know, and if you say this is fucking bullshit, fuck you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I am a pelican.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it is not animal abuse, and it's not illegal what I'm doing.
To save money, you just get your own pelican and jack it off.
How does he make money? From supplements or...
Books? No, he lives off alimony from his ex-wife.
Oh, she pays him?
I think so, yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. I mean, that's the
that's the thing that would hurt his feelings if it's true. And so
yeah, that's what people online say. I actually don't know much about his story. I mean, I'm sure people buy that stupid fucking book.
He's like a lawyer that stopped showering, right?
He's still a lawyer. And maybe he just does law shit.
I don't think he does. I think he just does YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get jacked, bro.
I don't know. Really? He's like us. It's like where he's just sort of
this
untalented loudmouth, but enough people look at him, and if enough people look at you, you eventually just have money.
Good for him.
That's good.
Yeah. Why not?
Good for Cerno.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I call him? Cerno bitch.
Wow.
It is a weird last name. What do you think that is? Croatian?
I think
some sort of
Balkan. I don't think it's Croatian. I feel like Croatian has... Actually, you know what? It is Vitches. They have a lot of Vitches.
Yeah, but it's with that C that's also a 5.
Yeah, I know that thing. Yeah.
I love that Simpsons episode where Skinner's teaching the class and he draws a schwa on the board. And he's like, no, children, your eyes aren't deceiving you. This is a schwa.
fuck, dude. I'm trying to go work out, bro. I want to just shred my fucking.
What are you doing?
I canceled CrossFit. I canceled the CrossFit membership.
You're a bodybuilder now.
No, they kind of fucked me over.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What happened?
So I'll give a bad review to CrossFit Outbreak
on Yelp.
What happened?
No, not on Yelp. On the show that way more people listen to.
Yeah, that's fine. That's probably more effective.
What happened?
Well, basically, when I signed up, I was like, "Look, I don't really have much of an interest in the classes, like, but can I use the gym whenever?" And they said,
"To get yoked."
Yeah, they said, "Yeah, as long as like somebody's here, that's not a problem." And I was going all the time, and then I went one time and they were doing like aerial yoga or something, and like a setup, and I'm in the squat rack on the other side of the gym, and one of the aerial yoga bitches or whatever is like,
she kicked you out.
Yeah, she's like, no one's allowed in here during aerial yoga. I'm like, okay, well, I've been coming here for months, I have no fucking idea who you are.
Yeah,
you know. And it's like I pay $200 a month. I'm not.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not spending that much money to be treated like a fucking asshole.
You could join Equinox.
And then so instead of dropping it, she decides to stall her class, not teach her class, and frantically call the owner over and over again to tattle on me.
Are you kidding?
And it's like, it's like, I'm not going to be able to, like, work out now if you're just going to be staring at me and, like, you know. So I, like, emailed them. I'm like, hey, I paid too much for this. I'm not, you know, I'm going to cancel my membership. And then they were like, we can give you half off next month. Sorry that happened. We'll send an email out explaining that, you know. That's like, you know, like no one's allowed during, I don't know. They said there was going to be an email clarifying, you know, like what, like who's allowed in there, what, at what times. And they never sent the email out. And then they tried to charge me the full amount like last night. So it's like, yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, you give me half off, I'll give you full cock.
Yeah.
You fuck them.
Yeah, you're allowed to lift weights with an erection and watch aerial yoga.
Yeah.
You know, you pay $200 a month.
That's why I joined Curves.
Well, it is so funny. It's because it's like
that fucking BBW.
There's no reason for that gym to cost that much. The only other gym in New York that costs that
garage.
Much is Equinox.
Yeah,
and Equinox has like all these amenities
awesome
and shit. Yeah, it's
and
a cool great gym.
You want to join
for like first of all it costs to become a CrossFit is like $3,000 a year to license the name. Outside of that, it's just a room that they put fucking squat racks in.
Who owns the name? Some Chinese people?
Yeah, it's franchises. Yeah. It's all franchise. So yeah, some guy created CrossFit. And then I guess the coaches have to be certified or whatever, but it's like it's such a fucking scam.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's like
online.
I mean, I was the only thing I was doing was paying for the convenience of having a gym two blocks from my house, and you take that away because I moved six blocks north, and then all it takes is like one instance where, you know, it's like
at the kid, dude.
What's that?
With one instance where they come out the kid.
Right.
Fucked up.
Yeah. Where you know, you're going to make me think about how much fucking money I'm spending on this place and whether or not it's worth it. And the answer is like, of course it's not worth it.
Fuck that.
So, yeah, hey, if you're thinking about it, don't ever join that gym.
Fuck that gym.
Right.
And as and I had a bad sandwich at, I don't remember the place, but.
Well, you just write it down.
Don't go
for
there.
Next time.
Yeah. This is good. Let's. What other personal beefs do I have that we could settle? Adam, you go. Who do you have to get back at?
Let me tell you about this. Orange Cheeto
Head. Oh, how about
head.
This? How about this? I fucking ordered a fucking salad from fucking Stanford's or something, and I asked for the dressing on the side.
They just didn't put
the fucking dressing at all. God.
No,
guys,
just dry
don't
lettuce.
Go to Stanford's. Don't go to Stanford's. Don't ever get the fucking salad.
Or no, it's Sanford's.
Don't ever go to Sanford's salad.
Astoria. The salad was pretty good otherwise, but fuck them for that one. So yeah.
Also, yeah. If you have any, I love it when like friends of mine that are like comics with no following on Twitter or whatever, they have some issue and they'll be like,
Delta.
"Wow, can't believe Optimum, nice fucking try."
Yeah.
Guess who goes to 9 open mics a week?
I love that.
You'll
shit.
Be paying for this United Airlines.
Yeah.
The airlines don't give a fuck about anyone anymore.
They don't give a shit.
They used to pretend when someone had a
if
lot of
followers.
If you're
verified or something.
But they don't anymore because it's like, what the fuck are you going to do?
There's like
five
three
airlines.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like they've monopolized it to the point where you can't really do shit.
I'm about to fly fucking Delta to...
Virgin's done. It's now all Alaska Air.
Ooh. Damn, they got fucked.
They got
Some guy in a fucking snow globe ate their pussy.
I liked flying Virgin, but their fucking safety video was like so fucking annoying. It was like a music video, and like you'd have to watch this stupid song every time.
Don't get me started on these airlines.
Go off. Go off about that song.
Do you feel like...
I actually memorized that song.
Do you feel like stewardesses and airline people?
Oh, I guess we're touring Australia, and that's going to be a 30-hour flight. And I don't have a fear of flying.
You don't?
No, but
I don't know.
30 hours in
that's
a plane.
That's a lot, bro.
Because what's going to happen?
Drugs.
You get to hour 12, and it's like you can't get off that plane.
Okay, but here's how you
that's
do it.
Brutal. Holy fuck, I never thought of that.
There's nowhere to go.
Damn, the longest flight I've taken is 9 hours.
That once
South Africa, I think, was 16.
I get claustrophobic,
so
but once you're like on that plane, you're trapped unless the plane crashes.
Yeah, so we are touring Australia though. That's not a joke.
Oh yeah,
in October.
Yeah, so come out and see us.
Brisbane, Sydney,
Melbourne.
Yeah. And if you've got heaps of Molly.
Yeah, we got jizz on the brain. We love eating cum here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
jizz brain.
Nick, did you say maybe Perth if we sell out the other one?
I don't know. Yeah, I said maybe Perth. We're still hammering out the details.
What's
we'll
the deal
there.
With Perth? It's like on the West Coast. Yeah.
It is, dude. It's like they're Cali.
It's
I'm trying
chiller?
To get some burritos. Over
is it chiller?
Let's get the
we love surfing, brah. We love surfing and driving a Prius, brah. I love sacking dick.
I live in San Francisco, Australia.
Yeah, I live in the San Francisco.
And there's nothing I love more than sucking dick.
Sucking dick.
Yeah, dude. West Coast Australia.
Yeah, we elected.
I'm eating Evos and sucking dick.
We elected Arnold Schwarzenegger as well. As our governor.
By the way, I said Avo with a V and not with a B, which is their N-word.
Yeah.
Abbo. Whoa. Sorry. I won't say when I'm there. I won't say when I'm there.
Now you've said the American and the Australian N-word.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like they don't have free speech there either. So if we're promoting a tour.
Oh, my God, really?
And yeah, we're saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Their N-word on the podcast. Yeah, that's, we're probably going to get arrested in Australia.
Oh, dude, that would rule.
Hate speech is against the law, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Which is why they're so into slurs, honestly.
Can you say retad? Yeah.
That's probably why they're booking us. Is to, this is going to be a Bart versus Australia
hell
situation.
Yeah, whoa. That's a classic.
As long as I can say
that's one of the best episodes
titties
of that show.
Absolutely. Do you remember the part where they get the toilet to
what?
Blow the other
way? $900 dues.
Dollary dues.
Yeah. I'm going to take this all the way to the Prime Minister. Hey. Prime Minister! And he's just like floating on an inner tube in a pond.
Damn. We should start learning about Australian fucking politics.
Is the stamp on the envelope says Australia, 30 years of electricity.
I shouldn't have told my parents because now they want me to like see my cousins in Sydney. Mm-hmm. I don't know these motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what you get for talking to your parents.
Yeah, dude, my mom doesn't
have
shit.
Fucking loser. It's the law.
I literally don't speak to my father anymore. And I'm not telling my mom going to
Australia. You know what's interesting is so I do cool. speak to Stav's dad.
What?
I'm on
you guys
his
do
side.
Woodwork.
Yeah, I'm taking Stav's dad's side.
Are you serious?
The
beef.
Yeah. I'm the son that he wanted.
You kind of are.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's no emotional upkeep. You love woodworking.
Uh-huh.
You treat women poorly.
Yep. No, that's not true. I don't
Nick
interact
to girls.
Yes.
That's the thing. They don't have anything I want.
That's right.
So
does your dad have
a nullified relationship?
Does your dad have a coffee shop?
Oh yeah. He goes to fucking, I believe it's called Garela's Cafe.
Yeah, and then him and his crew.
Him and his crew. And by the way, what sucks is
and they're
learning,
all winners.
What sucked is learning my dad's a fucking loser.
Right.
He goes to the lame coffee shop.
There's a cooler one?
Yeah.
Is he at least the cool guys? One in
Star
his squad?
Right?
Star
Bukasa?
Star Bukasa. Yeah. Yo, I saw some Greek guys. I went to get a Dunkin' Donuts with my mom on Mother's Day. We went to go get some fucking ice cream. Uh-huh. And there was just, you know, Dunkin' Donuts is one of the worst hang coffee shops of all time.
Yeah.
One little, just fucking Greek guys were just posted up playing fucking backgammon in a fucking Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, that's where Nick and I saw those
like
old
plastic.
Jews.
Like fucking chairs and tables and shit.
Donald Trump just uncanceled the North Korea summit.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
That was his play the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing 3D backgammon.
He totally is, dude.
Yeah.
I love playing back.
I love that he solved Korea.
He hasn't done it yet.
He has, dude. This is all he's got. It. Just trust the process,
what is
dude.
The process?
Keep the faith.
Yeah, Sam Hinkie. All right.
Do you really think he's going to solve anything?
No.
Yeah, dude. He's going to solve Korea.
It's probably going to be nuclear war, I would say.
No, it's not.
But him and Kim Kardashian solved prisons.
You need to look at... Donald Trump's a businessman, so you need to look at the results of his actions very similar to volatile markets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about candles.
Mm.
Stop orders. Mm-hmm. I don't know what any of these things mean.
Yes,
but
candles.
Yeah. Candlesticks.
Candlesticks.
We're talking about volume, price to power ratio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. All that shit.
Refusing to pay contractors.
Yeah, power over 52-week averages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
small median averages. SMAs, dude.
SMAs,
brother. XMAs.
Uh huh.
You know
the Laffer curve.
Trend analysis.
Oh, yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
What is that's a real thing? Laffer curve.
I don't know.
You
what
know
is that? With the way your dick bends?
Yeah, I think
women laugh
it has
at
to
it.
Do with the economy.
It's small and bent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I go crook.
Your dick looks like a question mark.
I crook a little
a font size 9 question mark.
My dick has a pipe cleaner in it.
In
I can
it?
I can make it into different balloon animal shapes.
I've been using the little cock rings to stretch out my foreskin.
Mm-hmm. How's
and
it going?
I got to say,
you're
I
gauging
think
it?
I'm actually getting results.
You're gauging.
I fucked and my foreskin came back and it didn't hurt as bad.
Yeah. No, of course it
works.
So
sex is painful for you.
If my foreskin goes all the way back.
Historically.
It's just what? It's just loose skin. I mean, of course you can stretch that out.
Yeah.
You do the same. I mean, it's like your earlobes.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I think
I'm trying to get big ass lips, like, dude. I'm telling you,
lips.
Yeah, big fucking lips.
Nice. You trying to get a
big,
disc?
Big, beautiful. Yeah, I'm gonna disc my lip.
Disc lip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As to a put gourds on offering, my nipples.
As a peace offering to the Aboriginals.
Yeah, I'm gonna go down there.
I think
and
that's
be the most,
a Africa thing, or no, yeah. South America.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. All they have is a didgeridoo down there.
I'm gay.
I wonder what would happen if you put that on your ass.
A didgeridoo?
Probably sound the same.
Ooh, dude, if you put it on your
I don't think something should count as a musical instrument if you can also play it with your ass.
You could probably play a saxophone with your ass.
No, you can't. Mm-hmm. There's no way to actuate that reed with your asshole.
A kazoo?
Kazoo? You could. Right, not legit. An instrument.
Okay.
Yeah.
A pipe?
Recorder?
You could very easily play a didgeridoo with your asshole. So,
I mean,
therefore,
you
not
need,
an instrument.
You need to flatulate enough to create enough gas to pass through the didgeridoo.
That's true.
So, you know, one fart isn't going to sustain it. What kind of international incident do you think we can you think we
if
can
you had a long
cause?
Enough didgeridoo and you, like, because it, like, vibrates, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't you put that on your balls and it would feel good?
It's going to be hard for me to not do hate speech while I'm there. I'll be honest with you.
Now you know it's against the rules.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
As an American, ass boy, you know how fucking hard it is?
And I'm proud to be an
American. Because at least I can say things that'll get me arrested overseas.
You know what? We got the right administration.
Like, if you go to fucking Germany, you're not allowed to deny the Holocaust. Yeah. It's like, I know the Holocaust happened. But if you tell me, I can't say it.
You can't play Wolfenstein in Germany.
Yeah. Whoa, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Nick's mom can never go to Germany.
She can't. It's so funny.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. Yeah. She loves schnitzel.
It's probably her favorite country.
Norman was telling me he went to...
Stop giving the dog my earbuds.
Norman was telling me he went to, like, Ukraine or whatever, some other place where they have that law about not displaying Nazi imagery or whatever, and he couldn't help but, like, just point at things like a Hitler salute. He kept being like, well, what if we go over there or whatever? Because it is. It's, you know, you got to play with fire.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like, if Donald
it's like being
Trump
surrounded by, like, a do not touch this buttons, you know?
Do not fuck these kids.
Do not
know,
press.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you're
that kind of shit.
Hanging out around kids all day, and they're being all fucking sexy and shit.
I guess that is a comparable... Like, if you came from a country where you could just
fucking
fuck kids
was legal,
and you came to the United States and, like, you can't fuck kids, and you're like, that's insane. They're literally everywhere. You just can't fuck them. I guess that is my argument about not being able to go to France and say, kill all the Jews.
It's the same argument.
It's pretty close, actually. Yeah.
Do you understand how crazy that is?
Why?
They're like, yeah, sir, that is not the point.
Yeah, just
you are,
like,
just being indignant.
I think if you come here from Afghanistan, we should respect your culture.
That is so funny that the army was like, yeah, don't call them out on that shit.
Yeah. On the warlord's fucking
kids. Yeah.
Hey, honestly, if you want some boy pussy to take the edge off, just feel free.
Yeah, dude, you're in the Northern Alliance.
I want some boy pussy.
I'm stationed here in Kabul, and I'm here for the
speaking
boy
of,
pussy.
You see this guy running for Congress in Virginia, Nathan Larson?
No.
Oh, my God.
What's his deal?
I mean, he, like, openly identifies as a pedophile.
What?
Yeah. And
is he a Democrat or a Republican?
Yeah, well, people... No, he's a Libertarian.
Oh, sick.
Hell
yeah.
Yes.
Of course he is.
Not fucking kids. The government can't tell me who to fuck.
Well, people found out because it's like... His website for his campaign also is, like, it's the same IP address as, like, this website, suiped.com, which stands for Suicidal Pedophiles, which is, like, my band name.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Fucking kids, killing yourself. That'd be a great band, dude.
Suicidal Pedophiles.
Fucking kids, killing myself.
I
just want to fuck all the children, killing myself, sticking a gun inside the boy, then in your mouth.
I want to fuck it.
So, anyways, I guess this is a type of podcast.
Wait, we should.
Yeah, what if we just. The world's coolest metal band where we don't have instruments and we just say the sound.
Acapella.
What a fuck. A child's ass.
Yeah,
dude. That would be perfect.
And kill myself.
We should start that band. Adam's already got a guitar.
Take a baby's diaper. All
right, chill out. You're
it's
not
a different
the singer.
Genre, man. It's a different genre.
I got the guitar, though.
You're not the singer.
I'm the shredder, of course. wait, speaking of pedophiles, though, that there's that guy whose Facebook page you said, the guy from Spokane.
Oh, well, I didn't finish with this guy.
Oh, yeah, continue on that guy. Yeah.
It's a pedophile. They found these other websites where he, like, brags about raping his ex-wife, who's dead, by the way.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, then it's Double Jeopardy.
Yeah. No, yeah. The guy's great. You gotta check
Is
him
he
out.
Gonna win? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I hope so.
Right. If you kill someone, you can't be charged for it because they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Killer.
So then it's Double Jeopardy. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. If well, because like, whatever Democrat he's running against,
who's going to...
Whatever Democrat he's running against, he's going to do evidence? A town hall and there's going to be a guy that's like, I lost my job. And then the Democrats are going to be like, Laurel or Yanny?
Yeah.
Guys, let's all do a group, Laurel or Yanny. And you can be Kylie Jenner. And I'm the guy's like, my family's dying. And he's like, I hear Yanny.
That was maybe the, for me, the darkest part of the Trump era when they made that video of like Sarah Sanders being like, I can't tell the difference. And then like, Trump, they made Trump
yeah, well,
listen to it.
Yeah, well, for me, it's all
he's
the
like,
Puerto
I hear
Ricans,
fake news.
It's all the thousands of Puerto Ricans dead, but I guess, you know.
3,000? How many is it? 5,000?
4,600.
Yeah.
But I guess if you think an internet video is the darkest, yeah. That's
the Gestapo
cool.
Force separating kids from their parents.
Yes,
I still think the Laura.
4,600 dead.
Oh, no.
Hey, look, I think they deserve it for that song.
What are you talking about? That song was a gift.
Yeah, it's a great song. And is it Puerto Rican?
It is
yes,
Puerto Rican.
Of course it's Puerto Rican.
Yeah. The video was shot
That's
in
like literally the only thing I know about Puerto Rico.
A neighborhood that was destroyed in the hurricane.
Mm. That was like a headline, right? I was in Puerto Rico like a week before that hurricane.
Yeah, Machu Picchu, Puerto Rico.
No, Machu Picchu
first of all,
is
in Peru.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Machu Picchu.
No, I went to San Juan.
Same shit, though.
It was a fun little trip. And mm-hmm. It's not expensive to go to Puerto Rico either.
And you don't need a passport, even though
welcome to
all
Puerto
of us
Chico.
Got those passports.
Let's go to Mexico.
The United States.
We should go to Thailand,
bro. Etayuni, as they
les
say.
Les Etats-Unis.
Les Utahs.
Let's should,
lesbian.
Lesbians.
We should go to
lesbian
United Lesbians.
Lesbians together.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
We should go to fucking Thailand, bro. Just take some, you know, we're
going to. How about Guyland, dude?
Yeah. Hell
it's
yeah.
Fucking guys only.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Sounds good.
All thanks. The all the child prostitutes are the guy kind.
We should blow a little steam off in the Asia, dude. We're gonna
after
be,
Australia?
We're going to be in Australia anyway.
I would go to China.
I
want to
go to
sure,
I
want
to go
to Hong Kong.
I don't want to go to China, dude.
That bitch Cassandra. Hey bitch, listen. Listen to the show. Figure out how to book us for
oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
club
get us
even.
A show in
I
want
to come to Hong Kong and I want a Tokyo Drift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I want an
mm-hmm,
Asian man mm-hmm. to mentor me.
If you if you're in Korea,
Honda to destroy mm-hmm, in a parking garage,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if, I can fuck the bad Chinese yes. guy's girlfriend. That would be a fun vacation package.
The Tokyo Drift vacation
yeah.
package.
Yeah, right. Yes. Where you get to go to Japan,
you
get
fuck
to
models.
Destroy city streets drifting,
uh-huh.
And then you get to fuck a gang member's wife.
That would
yeah.
be cool.
Yeah, it's like an escape room, except it's. You know, the plot, the Fast and
the
Furious
best, the
Tokyo
best,
Drift.
The second best. Which yeah. not, where do you have it ranked?
I think it's the best one.
Tokyo Drift?
Yeah.
Hands down the best one. Easily the best.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it.
It's really good.
It's really fucking good. Followed yeah. by probably Seven.
Seven was good. Eight sucked, dude.
No, eight had great scenes.
Eight had some great stuff.
The jail fight. And
the jail
opening,
fight rocks.
The Cuban Nos scene.
The opening scene in Havana yeah. was like inspired.
I thought that was the only yeah. good scene in the whole
it was
movie.
Inspired.
Yeah. No, the jail scene was great. That fight was
the Rock
great.
Is just
with
a
Statham
superhero
versus Rock.
In the movie.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Rock's literally like throwing people off him, like the Hulk and shit.
Yeah. That cool. was that was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Most beautiful scenes. It's like that fucking scene where the baby in the carriage. Falling down the stairs.
What's it? That Battleship Potemkin.
Yeah, yeah, it's like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
People will study that shit.
That's also
amount.
In what is it? That that other movie.
Coming to America.
No.
A History of Violence. America.
No. The Al Capone movie with De Niro.
The Untouchables.
Yes.
Man, The Untouchables is good.
That movie rules. When Sean Connery takes that dead guy and just splatters his brain all over the
I can't wait till
movie.
I get
that's
that
Brian
fucking
De Palma.
Couch in my apartment. Adam, you got to come over for movie night once I get that couch.
I know. When you get the new TV?
there. That's why I was late today. Waiting on that delivery.
Oh, that's
I got to build those speaker stands too. Hey, if you have any tips on applying, like I don't know, melamine or veneer to MDF, I got to do that for some speaker stands, and I don't know what I'm doing. I know it's just a little bit of contact cement, and you just press it on there, but.
I think it's like you need like a iron kind of thing. I think it's
you iron
activated.
On the edge banding, but
the edge banding,
yeah. The edge banding I know how to do.
And then you take a straight
razor.
I know
all about edge banding.
Yeah, well they make like these little hand tools that are like the width of the material.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and that'll trim it off. Trim
edge,
the edge
banding is that when you're beating off but you don't come.
I love edging
next to
dude.
YouTube.
That's my
like
favorite thing to do.
Laminate wood.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just spend hours jacking off. Just spend hours with your dick hard, going cross-eyed, mm-hmm. looking at it, and mm-hmm. almost coming. Mm-hmm.
Richard Gere style.
Yeah. Like a retard. I imagine if I was mentally retarded, I would do that. I would sit in a little hospital room that they put me in. Because I would have been thrown into a dumpster by my family, just masturbating my penis. And
now, retard, is that connected?
Just masturbating my
penis. Can you say retard in Australia?
Just completely nude in a mm-hmm. cell. Mm-hmm.
If you
my
can't
penis
say retard.
Out, masturbating and drooling all over mm-hmm. my cock all day.
That's right. Keeping it moistened up with your own drool.
Yeah, it's like, Nick, do you want to learn anything? Just getting as hard as possible, mm-hmm. just a veiny, mm-hmm. retarded penis. Mm-hmm. That women are, they're tempted to use, but yes. they know they shouldn't. It's
use
forbidden
it as a tool.
Because I'm a mental retard.
The forbidden fruit. Yeah. Your cock is the forbidden fruit. A retarded man's penis is the greatest
throbbing retarded cock. Mm.
Just the greatest temptation for every woman.
Right. Yeah. It's just too hot for your pussy. It's just filled with blood.
It runs
years.
Hot.
Yeah, because
none of the blood flow in your brain. You mm-hmm. got yeah. none of that. It's going
just
all to your
built
cock.
To fuck. Because my body's like, this one fucked up. Let's try again mm-hmm. with a different one.
Why yes. don't you see more retards in erotic pornography?
I think you. Should
I see
it.
Plenty of them. Enough to get me off. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
I saw a video where a porn star, I believe Ava Devine, was talking about how she enjoys fucking retards
because mm-hmm.
they're so.
Who is that?
She's a Chinese lady with big fake tits.
Mm.
She's kind of hefty. Pretty nice stuff.
She's a MILF?
I used to beat off to her in my youth.
Were you checking your text messages? You got a lot of them over there.
I just have
I've been reading through your texts, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Do you get them forwarded to your phone?
I do. I called Verizon and said, I'm his dad. I want to know what he's up to.
Really?
And they said he's 30 years old, and I said, it doesn't matter. We're
Dude.
Greek. We have a different lifestyle.
Bro, I gave my mom, I gave my family my
Next
old,
question.
My old
that's
desktop.
That's all fucking Judah's
huh?
His crowd work is.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, ask me a question. Ask me any question you want.
What did you have for breakfast today?
Dinner.
Whoa.
Yeah, you don't think you can do that. You start the day with dinner. Boom, you're done eating.
Nice.
Ready to go ahead for the whole day. Well, you have breakfast, then lunch, then dinner? Start at dinner, you idiot. You have breakfast the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a day ahead. I'm on the Chinese time zone. That's why I got my iPhone so cheap. Chinese people get them cheaper. I'm Chinese
it's
now.
True?
Yeah, I built the railroad. That's how I ride Metro for free. Next question.
That's true. That's pretty good.
That's
you should just start doing that. You should just start doing Judah's act. It's not technically the same jokes.
Yeah,
you can't
yeah.
be Maddie for stealing like his essence.
Next question.
That would be so bizarre.
Yeah, I just do Mark Norman voice, but I do Judah stuff.
Wow, mashup.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
would be insane.
Yeah, who's got a question? Adam, you have anything you want to ask me?
What was it like to work on 30 Rock?
That's pretty cool, I guess. Hey, you ever rape a trans woman? Next question.
All right. I feel satisfied.
That's good.
Yeah, thanks.
But can we say retard though? That's real
in Australia. Because that's going to be fucking torture. Then we got to cancel the whole tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can't give us our R.
We got to do the Australian retard.
Is there?
I like that Australia's plan was like.
We have to do it in Australia.
Australia's plan was like, all right, well, it's obviously got to be illegal to use slurs. So what we're going to do is we're going to make up so many funny words that are fun to say
right.
that nobody can say the N-word.
Exactly.
Because they're too busy being saying bumblyboo or,
yeah.
or dingleblock.
That's a very offensive word.
Right.
Can yeah. you say, but don't they all say cunt all the time?
They say cunt all the time because that's the gimme.
Yeah.
But you can't say the N-word.
N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
odd because I've heard a lot of Australians say it. They don't know. You know what? It's they're a lot like, you know, it's from like Americans go to Europe and then you can drink at 16 there. So
yeah,
just
yeah.
Like
so you get fucked
get blackout
up. Yeah.
Drunk on wine. I feel like Australians and Canadians come here and they're like, free speech.
Yeah.
And they're like, N-bomb, left and right or whatever. Yeah, and it's like, brother, you got to, come on,
pace
man.
Pace yourself, bro.
You got to ease into it. You get a learner's permit.
That's right. The N-word permit.
Yeah,
you can only say it when your dad's holding your hand.
Go ahead, son.
You can say like Chinese blokes.
You and your dad just fucking go to the park and watch pick up basketball games. He's like, go ahead, try it out.
Student racist, caution.
Caution.
I'm learning how to be racist.
I'm learning how to be racist.
Well, is there a protection maybe for like performers?
I won't pussy.
Where
no.
It's not
no,
like
no, not. Not. Of course not.
It's not like
go to jail. Even
it's
more.
Not like we're like giving a rally for racists. It's like
you go to double jail.
Double jail.
I mean,
what's
I guess
that?
Comics go to Australia all the time. So
yeah, we'll
really
be fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I would like to get arrested in another country for speech, though.
That would be cool.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
You'd,
I would.
You'd go down as
that
a
seems
ledge.
Like a real hassle.
I
want to
get killed in a labor camp like Otto Warmbier.
I'm trying to get caned in Singapore.
You know Otto Warmbier. I would prefer Otto Coldbier.
R.I.P.
Damn, dude, that's hate speech.
That is
against an American hero.
What did
two
he do?
American heroes, Otto
He's
Warmbier,
that
Chris
UVA
Kyle.
Kid that stole a poster and then
he went to North Korea and then like stole a propaganda poster
and then
got
he died
put him in
jail.
A fucking labor camp and he got botulism
That's
and died.
Fucking wild.
Yeah. It was funny when he got arrested, I'm like, oh, there's no way they're just going to like hold this kid. Because, I mean, they detain Americans, but this is like a 21-year-old like American boy. It's already national news and like the State Department. I guess they did what the State Department can do, but... It's like, Korea just killed him.
It was also kind of fucked up because, like, the liberal response was like, yeah, this frat bro.
Oh,
like,
all this
that
dumb,
was
these black women on Twitter were like, I'm sorry, but I'm glad that a white boy finally can't act like a white boy somewhere.
Yeah, like the caucasity of him.
Yeah, the caucasity, that was it.
Yeah. Otto Warmbier. I mean, it doesn't help that he has, like, a Nazi's name.
Yeah.
But
that's
you know,
he,
poor,
deserves
he didn't
it.
Deserve to fucking.
I
die.
Changed my mind. I think he deserves it. I don't appreciate the caucasity.
Yeah, no, it's like all these people that are like just fucking like ecstatic that Rachel Dolezal is going to jail for welfare fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a fucking conservative. If you're happy about that in any way, there's no way to justify it where you're not just a conservative.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them, dude.
Fuck
anybody that's
sluts.
Doing the clap emoji about that.
She What's her name? They just found
Rachel's
out.
Rachel's a hero. Oh, look, you were so excited to add some tidbit that you spilled water all over yourself.
They just found out that lady Joy Reid was like a 9/11 conspiracy theorist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on her old blog. And then, she was like, it's disgusting when men kiss. And like,
She rules. All right, let's fucking wrap this motherfucker up.
Yeah, what's that? I guess because people are mad about Roseanne, they're trying to like, get take down liberals, and every liberal they're trying to take down is just the most annoying liberal.
Bill Maher.
It's like Bill Maher, Joy Reid, like all these people that suck anyway.
What's the name? The bitch from The View.
Joy
Behar.
Joy Behar. Please do not touch.
Not Adam's Queen.
Because she said Christians are mentally ill.
That's take that.
Yeah, she had to call Mike Pence and apologize.
She called Mike Pence?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
all
right.
I mean, there is a double standard, though.
In what sense?
Well, Roseanne says what? That black people are all apes and she loses her show. Meanwhile, you got Jon Stewart saying that George Bush is a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they give him an Emmy.
That's pure crazy. Double standard.
You know?
Yeah.
Fucking George,
the definition
George
of
Zimmerman
a double standard.
Defends himself and kills a young black kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, there's all this.
They drag
hubbub.
Him to the trial.
And they canceled the George Zimmerman show.
And fucking Sandra Bullock says that we should feed the poor. And suddenly this bitch is like allowed to get a divorce.
No, you're right.
Right. Because she taught that kid
get
football.
In that fucking West Coast chopper fucking. spare room.
First of all, you should be thanking Jesse James for only cheating on you instead of leaving your
That's
ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Correct. The man makes race cars. Mm-hmm. That is the coolest type of guy.
That's right.
Number one thing women like, short tempers.
Short tempers.
Bandanas.
Tattoos, being obsessed with swing dancing.
Having a pelican beak.
Yeah. Being a pelican, being a half man, half pelican creature that loves stride piano and Jelly Roll Morton. You know, cheating on you. That's a big thing for women. They love to be cheated on by...
Absolutely love
by that. Guys that dress and act like a 4-year-old's idea of what cool is.
Well, folks, we're gonna wrap this one up. This has been Super Producer Stavros Halkias.
Reading Rainbow. Today on Reading Rainbow, Mein Kampf. I can fly twice as high. As soon as the Jewish question is answered.
That'd be cute. That'd be cute if they did a Wishbone with Mein Kampf. They gave him a little mustache.
Well, I always thought it'd be funny to do Wishbone with the Mice and Men and Lenny snaps Wishbone's neck trying to pet
and
him.
And the show's over.
Yeah. What's the story, Wishbone? What would be other fun books to do with Wishbone? I guess they should go through Roth because he just died. That would be fun.
Wishbone just jacking off.
Wishbone having sex with his wife and she sucks his dick for the first time. I've been married for 20 years. I couldn't believe she would take me into her mouth like that. Me, a little Jack Russell Terrier.
Yo, just taking my adult woman my sucking up a dog.
Taking my little lipstick penis into her mouth and sucking me off. And suddenly I remembered everything that made Newark beautiful and what America is.
Wait a second. The same character didn't get sucked off till he was married for 20
years? Yeah, in American Pastoral, the Swede is... his wife cheats on him, and then she sucks his dick.
Damn, someone teaches her something.
But he's
dick?
Like the all-American ideal. He
never got his dick sucked.
And he never got his dick sucked.
Well, that's not the
different generation.
Missionary or whatever.
That's not the
He was going to be in the major leagues. He was an incredible baseball player.
But he went into glove making.
Yeah, but he went into business.
If you've never done a shocker, you're not the American idea.
What's his protagonist name? Nathan Lazarus.
Zuckerman.
Yeah. Who just because he's only in the very beginning of the book when he talks about meeting the Swede, and then it's from the Swedes. He's just the narrator.
He's the narrator. Yeah.
Yeah. But just when at the beginning where he's describing meeting the Swede for lunch or whatever, and the Swede had prostate surgery, and Nathan's like. He's like, he didn't know that, I had it too, and that it made me wear diapers.
Oh, my God.
It's just in there that he shits and pisses himself.
Well, I think that he sort of put that in the book to be like, in all my other books, guys are horny and trying to fuck all the time, but in this one, they don't have prostates, so they're, not horny anymore, and they're shitting their pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Which is an allegory for the fertility of industrial America.
So true.
In a lot of ways, Newark had its prostate removed when they let black people move.
All right, that is going to do it for the show. We're not getting any better than that.
Australia, October.
Yeah, and legit, if sometime in October or early November, we'll come to fucking Tokyo or China or whatever the fuck.
I'm trying to drive a fucking Skyline.
Yeah.
You know? There you go.
So,
Nismo's Skyline, baby, Z-tuned. Let's do it up. You know, Z-tune Skyline. I'm drifting, smashing my cars into all sorts of shit.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to destroy your car? I'll do it, dude. I will fucking do so much goddamn property damage to give me a key to the city.
Mm-hmm. That's right, brother. All right. I'm going to be in Seattle on the motherfucking 20th. Wait a second. Let me not fuck this up. The 28th. I'm in.
Tickets are free.
The tickets are not free. They're $15 online, $20 at the door. Also, the week before that, I'm just motherfucking announced in Rhode Island, some weird little fucking part of Rhode Island.
Chode Island. That's where Stav lives.
I do not live in Chode Island. I thought it was Providence.
There's
but
a movie
not.
Called Mystic Penis about Stav.
Yep.
And because you can't see it,
it's not in Providence.
It is not in Providence. It is at. I'll tell you right.
Providence is a cool little town.
Well, it is not there. Rhode Island, the 22nd. I'm doing 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock.
Evidence is short for no evidence of having a penis.
Yep. It's in Middletown, Rhode Island, at Diego's Cantina. So come out to that shit if you're in motherfucking Rhode Island.
More like Diego's Cantina stops penis.
Stops penis, exactly. and then, like I said, 20th in Seattle, and then the 3rd at Funhouse Lounge in Portland. That shit is confirmed. I think it's going to be at 8. There's ticket.
Portland. It's a pig. It's a pig.
By the time you hear this,
yeah,
Portland. No,
Portland.
Because
you're fat.
He's fat.
Portlandia. They shot that shit there. Anyway, what?
That's a really lame thing about people. People from Portland. You're like, oh, what's it like there? And like multiple people have been like, oh, have you seen the show? I'm like, that is so lame.
That's what it's like.
Yeah, so Adam's all about cool answers to small talk.
No, I get it. Brooklyn's lame as fuck, too.
Oh, you live in Brooklyn? What's that like, Adam? And he's like, finally, someone's asked me.
No, it's not.
Well,
no.
It's very nuanced.
Anyway.
It kind of sucks. I like my
to be honest with you, it's nuanced.
Anyway, guys have anything? Funny Moms the 11th, come out to that.
Oh, I'm headlining Caroline. I'm headlining Caroline sometime in, I don't know, it was June, and then I'll post some bodybuilding pictures with the dates.
All right, yeah.
Bring them in with the body. Sell the tickets.
Yeah.
To the toddy.
There needs to be more of a push to sell comedy with male sexuality, raw male sexuality.
More cushion.
I just popped up some weird shit.
Yeah, nice.
You know what it probably was?
What?
Come.
What the fuck, dude? That's fucked up.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you plug all your stand-up dates?
I got I'm going to be at the Comedy Cellar for the entire month of July.
All right, guys. Well, that's the show. Thank you for listening. please, if you're in Australia, get ready to give us some kangaroo burgers and show us your titties.
I'm not going to eat that shit.
Oh, also, if you're in Italy, vote no on the referendum to get rid of the euro.
You heard it here, bros.
Yeah.
I'm reading updates on my Apple Watch.
Yeah, you should.
According to the New York Times, that's bad. So if I'm to repeat,
vote no on that, and vote Berlusconi back into office.
Also, DM me. Should I get into model airplanes?
No. 1,000 years.
Should this become a model airplane? 100 years of ballertude.
DM me.
It's about a guy that.
But with nudes.
This is just me descending into schizophrenia.
You can't fly model airplanes in New York City. Like if
he's not RC. Talking about the ones that
I know, but
fucking
if
asshole.
You want
listen to what the fuck I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, but if you wanted to get the ones with engines and remote controls, you can't.
Did you already turn it off?
No. But I am now. All right, goodbye, everyone.